Well, a good morning. We welcome you into the Friday's weekday edition of the Gardener's Corner program. My name is Rob Hall. We hope that you're doing well. The Gardener's Corner program today, presented by T.G. Brooks Supply Company, Milam Rental up in Sutherland, Virginia, and Jason Acock Auctioneering. Jason is actually hosting an auction today here in Roxborough, and he has another auction here tomorrow in Roxborough. So we'll kind of give you a little overview of the upcoming auctions from Jason Acock Auctioneering. You can check out the website jasonacockauctioneering.com. Our special guest on the program today is Miss Lexi Swick, who is the 4-H agent for Roxborough and Person County. Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Lexi. Enjoying the nice weather. Understand that I've got a chance of rain later today into the nighttime, and it's supposed to cool back off some next week. But, hey, it's still March, but it doesn't matter the time of the year. If we have beautiful days, I do my best to enjoy them, and I'm sure that you do the very same thing. So, yeah, Lexi, always something going on with Person County 4-H, and you have been working hard getting some things together and getting things organized and set up. But something we want to make mention of right now, and we will try to mention it another time today on the program, is today is the last opportunity to order blueberry plants, as it is a fundraiser for Person County 4-H. And those orders can be placed up until, what, about 5 o'clock today?
That's right.
Just folks would need to go in to the Roxborough Person County Cooperative Extension Service office to place your orders. They accept cash and they accept checks. But now it's 5 different varieties of blueberries, plants available. And you've got is it the deal to where, Lexi, like if you buy 5 plants, you get 1 free? Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we have an option that's like a little variety pack. So we're selling the 1-gallon potted plants for $15 each. Or if you would prefer to get several, we have the $60 variety pack that includes 5 plants, 1 of each variety. And that's going to be good for cross-pollination, but that's also the best deal. That brings it to about $12 a plant. You're really not going to find a better price than that anywhere else. So if you're interested in blueberries, please do come in and get those orders placed before the end of the day today. We've got the 5 varieties, like Rob mentioned. We have varieties for the entire season that cover the entire season. So we have Premier, Columbus, Tiff Blue, Powder Blue, and Onslow. Now, Premier is going to be your early to mid-season. Columbus is also another early to mid-season. Your Tiff Blue is a mid-season, the Onslow is a mid to late season, and the Powder Blue is a late season. So all of these varieties are rabbit eye varieties, and those varieties are ideal for growing in this region. And we really want to encourage people to purchase at least 2 plants if they are going to purchase any, just for cross-pollination purposes, which is why the variety pack is kind of like a good deal, because you get that cross-pollination and you get 1 type of each variety, and it's at the best price, about $12 per plant that way.
Well, Lexi, I'm glad you made that point. It's always good to have a couple of different varieties of blueberry plants so they can cross-pollinate. But now, another benefit of purchasing these blueberry plants, if you've never planted any blueberries, you have the option of attending the blueberry workshop with Johnny Coley, and that is going to be taking place this upcoming Monday, correct?
Yes, that's right. It'll be on March 18th. I think one of my order forms originally had said Tuesday, but it is not Tuesday. It is Monday, March 18th, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Person County Office Building Auditorium. So that's right across from Huck Sansbury Park, 304 South Morgan Street in Roxboro.
Now, you can call 336-599-1195 for more information. Now, Lexi, is it a form on the Person County 4-H Facebook page? Is it a form on there where people could maybe download and fill the order out, and just when they go into the office, all they'll have to do is turn their order in with payment?
That's right. Yep. So we have the order forms listed online for you guys, that you can find them on our social media. You can also find them on our website. We have an article there that'll link you to the order forms. And you just, you know, bring that in when you want to make your order and the payment as well. Remember, we take cash and check. We're also going to have order forms here at the office. If you don't have a printer or just forgot to print off your form, that's fine. We've got plenty here.
Again, 336-599-1195. Lexi, if you don't mind, I want to make mention about Alamance County 4-H. They're having an interest meeting for a dairy calf project, and that meeting will be coming up on March 25th, and that is 1 week from this upcoming Monday. The 8-week project will run June through August. The calf will be provided and housed. The dairy show will be August the 8th, and it is open to youth ages 5 to 18, whatever age that you were on January 1st of this year. You can contact the Alamance County 4-H program at 336-570-6740. And I know we have some listeners from up around the Alamance County area. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to make mention of that. But again, that interest meeting will be on Monday the 25th, and the meeting will be at 209-C North Graham Hopedale Road in Burlington, 336-570-6740 for the dairy interest project. So, now, Lexi, I've got to ask you this question. I know that you really became involved and was really excited when you got involved with the Feather Classic. Should it ever be a dairy calf project in this area, would you be one to sign up for that?
I mean, I would like to participate in that program. It sounds great, but I personally don't have the expertise for that. If we were ever to do a dairy program, we definitely could, but I would need to partner with Kim Woods, our livestock agent. She would be the expert on that, kind of leading the way.
Well, now, speaking of the Feather Classic, registration and signups for that has closed and passed. But you had a pretty good amount of people to register, correct?
Yeah, we did. We had a few more people registered than last year. Kim Woods and I, the livestock agent, again, we were able to go into one of the middle schools and talk about it with some local youth. And so that was a really neat opportunity to get some kids interested in the program. I think we have 14 youth signed up to participate just for this county this year. So this is a four-county chicken show, and we've got 14 participants representing Person County. It's going to be a lot of fun. The chicks are going to be coming in April. If you did miss the deadline, we do it every year. So just put it on your calendar for next year. Next February is when we start talking about it.
Well, now, Lexi, what are the breed of chickens that you all were able to choose from this year?
Yeah, so this year we had the Golden Buff, which is kind of like a buff-colored chicken with a little red, maybe. And we also have the Easter Eggers. So the Easter Eggers are fun. They're barnyard mixes, and they could potentially lay green, blue, brown eggs.
Well, now, did you get any of those? Are you signing up for yourself again this year?
You know what? It's funny because I kind of missed the deadline myself. I was thinking about it, but found out the chicks had already been ordered. I think I might add some chickens to my flock this year, but they probably won't be the same exact ones as the Feather Classic program.
Right. Now, how many do you have in your personal flock?
So right now I've just got the six. So I did this program with the youth last year, and that's how many they got. That's how many they'll get this year as well, but... Yeah, so I've got my six, and I'm thinking about adding two or three more.
Now, when you got your chicks in April of last year, they had just started laying just in time for the Feather Classic, correct? That was held in October?
Oh, yeah, that they did. They were laying just about the same week as the show, and it was really quite a sight to see all these chickens laying eggs during the show.
I bet. So the Feather Classic, will it take place again here in Person County?
Yes, so it's going to take place in Person County. Anybody can come to that show. It's going to be on October 12th. So last year we kind of accidentally scheduled it on the same day as Personality, but we did not do that this year. We made sure we checked in with the Chamber of Commerce and made sure that we were going to be good to go for October 12th on that chicken show.
Now, will it be at Heike Warehouse again this year?
That's right. It'll be at the same place.
Well, you know, I rode by there, you know, at the last one, and I was surprised at the number of cars and participants that were there. So maybe this year will be even larger, but that is really neat. But just kind of moving along about Person County 4-H, if you are someone that would be interested in getting your youth involved in Person County 4-H, all you need to do is contact Lexi Swick. She is the Person County 4-H agent, and she can pretty much tell you what needs to be done, but it's actually a fairly simple process, isn't it, Lexi?
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, it can be a little tricky if you're coming in for the first time, but if you just get in touch with me, I can kind of go step by step through what you need to do to get all set up.
Well, now, Lexi, you've got a lot of different clubs that is just recently started up. You've got one that's on Target, and then you've got, what is it, the Hoof-Hearted Horse Club?
That's right, yeah. So we actually just had our first Youth on Target meeting on the 3rd. So that's our 4-H Shooting Sports Club, and youth, they have to be 9 years old as of January 1st of this year to participate in the club, but they have the opportunity to learn archery, rifle, and shotgun. They meet twice a month. So like I said, we had that first meeting on March the 3rd. We spent that meeting kind of just introducing everybody and then organizing our club leader's trailer so that we had all of the equipment kind of put back together and organized to get ready to start shooting at the next meeting, which is actually going to be on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 17th at 2 p.m. So if you're interested in participating in this club, there are some things that you have to do first just for safety reasons. You know, we want to make sure everybody is safe, especially when handling firearms and bows and arrows. So your first step, of course, is to enroll in 4-H Online, like Rob mentioned. And that's really, it's just 4HOnline.com. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me. Once you're registered in 4-H Online, the youth member who is interested in participating, we also require that they complete the North Carolina Hunter Safety Education course in order to participate and to pick up any firearms or bows and arrows. So there are a couple options for that. There are, I think, 4 online options that are good. Now those, they do kind of come with a small cost, I believe around $25. But it's self-paced. You can leave and come back to it. There are also in-person classes occasionally held at the Timberlake Fire Department. And those are free classes. However, they are all day. And you can look for that availability on the NC Wildlife website. There's a neat little calendar you can go on and drop down boxes to the Timberlake Fire Department, and you can see when those trainings are going to be coming up. So we're excited. If you have questions, I know that kind of sounded like a lot, just reach out to me. You can email me, aswick@ncsu.edu, or of course you can call 336-599-1195. So that's a really exciting thing that, you know, they had been on hiatus for about a year. We're back up and running and looking forward to seeing what they can do.
336-599-1195, or you can email Lexi, whatever works best for you. Lexi, we need to take a quick break to get a message on for TG Brooks Supply Company. And after the break, can we talk a little bit about the Central Piedmont Junior Livestock Show and Sale that's going to be taking place coming up in April? We'll do that right after this message.
Here is a March 2024 message from T.G. Brooks Supply Company as we head into spring 2024. T.G. Brooks Supply Company in Timberlake reminds everyone that you still have time for a weed-free and healthy lawn by applying pre-emergent weed control, both granular and with slow-release fertilizer. This will provide up to 8 months of weed control on lawn weeds that make your lawn hard to manage. Transform your lackluster lawn into a lush and beautiful landscape. They have plenty of fertilizer, lime, and weed control to get you off to a proper spring start. And so that you can have the prettiest lawn and be the envy of the neighborhood, they have hardwood and dyed mulches by the scoop and pine mulch by the bag. They have all of the most popular lawn and garden chemicals like insecticides, herbicides, and they have plenty of your soils like topsoil, bulk planting soil, potting soil, cow manure, and they have pine needles. They have for sale or rent spreaders, power pluggers, and plenty of tools to do the work, plus wheelbarrows, and further to beautify, they have stepping stones and wall stones. Also, plenty of friendly advice from years of experience on helping Personians and folks from the surrounding area to beautify their lawns and have healthy gardens. While you're there, be sure to check upstairs for Maybell's Boutique, where you will find available children's clothing, shoes, and other great selections. T.G. Brooks Supply Company and Maybell's Boutique make every week complete. 411 Helena Mariah Road in Timberlake. Phone 336-364-3016.
And probably just in a little bit over a month away from now, T.G. Brooks will start stocking up with the vegetable garden plants, tomato plants, and more. So keep T.G. Brooks Supply Company in mind for all of your gardening and seed needs. 411 Helena Mariah Road in beautiful Timberlake. We appreciate you tuning in to the Gardener's Corner program. Our special guest today is Miss Lexi Swick. My name is Rob Hall. And in a little bit, we'll get a message on for Jason Acock Auctioneering. Jason is hosting a farm equipment auction here in Roxburgh today, and he will be hosting one tomorrow, Saturday. And he's got several auctions coming up over the next few weeks or so. So the best way to keep up with it is jasonacockauctioneering.com. For terms, more information, and to view photographs of items up for auction. And in a little bit, we'll get a message on for Milam Rental. So if you're ever in need of rental equipment, Milam Rental up on Highway 58 in Sutherland, Virginia, not far from the Highway 62, Highway 58 intersection right there in Ringgold. The Central Piedmont Junior Livestock Show and Sale will be coming up in April. Now, is it still time to register to participate?
That's right. You do have, today is the last day, so you have one day. You have until midnight tonight to register for the Central Piedmont Junior Livestock Show. If you're interested, it's a really great opportunity. It's one of the bigger livestock shows that we're involved with here, especially in Person County. This is a really kind of traditional, I guess, livestock show. It goes back to 1946. So this year is going to be the 78th Central Piedmont Livestock Show. And like I said, you need to register by midnight tonight. But if you have youth who are interested in showing market lambs, ewe lambs, feeder steers, market steers, beef heifers, market goats, meat goat breeding does, or market hogs, this is the place for them to do it. You can sign up and register through, it's called the Showman app, but if you go on our website or on our social media, you will find the link to the Showman app. And so that way you can get all the information you need completed by midnight tonight.
So again, you have until midnight tonight to register. What are the dates of the show and sale? And it's actually a 2-day affair, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So it's 2 days. It's April 9th and 10th. I want to say that let me actually check before I get that wrong. Yep, that is a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
And spectators are welcome. It's always a nice event, and it will be held at the Central Carolina Holstein Barn up on Orange Grove Road in Hillsboro. So if you get the opportunity to go and check that sale out, it's no admission, and it's just a fun way to see the young children with their ag more or less projects. Now, Lexi, at the show and sale, it's typically swine, which is pigs, and they have some calves. Will it also be open for goat and sheep projects?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It will, okay. So if you need more information, 336-599-1195 to get more information, but again, you have up until midnight. Now, Lexi, that, as you had said earlier about the Carolina Classic, or the Feather Classic, I should say, it's like four different counties. The Central Piedmont Junior Livestock Show and Sale, it's quite a few counties that participate in that, correct?
It is. I don't know the exact count, but I believe that it's at least 8 counties that are involved in this project. So it's definitely a good opportunity to kind of get your youth out there and competing against people from different parts of the state.
So, again, if you want to participate, get registered by midnight tonight. But keep in mind, April 9th and 10th is the show dates. And if you can, go up and participate. And after the show, they have an auction, and the money that is made off of the projects, the participant receives that money, and that money can be used for many different things, and a lot of the students kind of save it for a scholarship fund. So, and if you are a business, if you would like to donate to the cause, you can probably get in touch with Lexi Swick at Person County 4-H, and she can put you in touch with the folks that would greatly appreciate any help and donations that you could make. So now, Lexi, again, today is the last day to purchase the blueberry plants. That is a fundraiser for Person County 4-H. You have to have your application, or your order form, I should say, turned in, and payment has to be made at the time of order, and you have to go to the local extension service office here in Roxburgh and Person County, and they only accept cash or check. But now, I don't know if you said it when we talked about it before, when are the blueberry plants expected to arrive to where people can pick them up and get them planted?
You're right. We didn't mention that. So pickup is expected to be the last week of March here. So the nursery won't actually know until we're a little bit closer. But that's why we collect email addresses and phone numbers. So we expect it to be the last week of March, and we will reach out to everybody when we know when they're going to arrive.
So more or less, get your orders turned in today by 5, and you should receive them within the next 14 or maybe 15 days from now. So that's not a bad turnaround time at all. But again, this is a fundraiser for Person County 4-H. Now, Lexi, a question for you. For the Hoof-Hearted Horse Club, what night do they have meetings on?
So they have meetings on Monday nights. Originally, you know, we're still planning on making this a regular thing, that they would meet on the third Monday of each month. However, the last couple of months, we've had to move that date to the last Monday just because of holidays and other obligations. So the next meeting that they will have is going to be on the 25th. They're going to be working with a local partner to do some fundraising for their club, and it's going to be a bit of a little kickoff party for that fundraiser. My coworker, Michaela Berryhill, is going to be giving a short presentation at that club meeting. So if you're interested in becoming part of the horse club, I don't think we're going to focus on horses at that particular meeting, but they have in the past. Last month, they did a tack demonstration, and the month before that, they learned anatomy of the horse. And hopefully they're going to get some field trips set up for the next couple months and just some more really fun activities.
336-599-1195 is the number to the Person County office. Whether you need to speak with Lexi, Michaela, Kim, Johnny, Jennifer, whoever it may be, a lot of times you can catch them in the office. If you can't, you can leave a message with them, and they're all real good about returning phone calls. But again, 336-599-1195 is the phone number to the Person County office. The Granville County office is 919-603-1350. 919-603-1350. Now, Lexi, something I want to ask about 4-H. Are they going to be doing any summer camps or anything this year?
Yeah, so we are going to be doing some summer camps this summer. We are still in the planning process, but we have some really exciting stuff coming up. And I'm hoping to get everything together so that we can announce dates and at least topics for these camps by April. So stay tuned for that. You can check our social media and our website. Those are going to be your best bets to find information on our summer camps. That'll be coming out soon. So just hang on a couple more weeks till we get this stuff sorted out, and we'll have a lot of really fun things for kids to do this summer.
Now, I'm going back to the blueberry plant sale that folks need to have the orders turned in by 5 o'clock this afternoon, and monies have to be paid when ordering. But now, that money, if they know someone that is involved in Person County 4-H, is it a way that if they put that person's name on the form that they could kind of get credit for it in the sense of Clover Cash?
So I am not running the Clover Cash program right now. I hope to in the future. It seems like a really cool program. We hope to be doing it soon, but we don't have anything set up right now.
And I, for those folks who are wondering what Clover Cash is, it used to be when 4-H would have fundraisers or whatever, if you knew a certain 4-H'er that was involved in that particular county that you may be purchasing something from, you could write their name down on the form, and they would get Clover Cash. And basically, they don't get to put cash in their pocket, but they could use the Clover Cash, you know, with some of the events that 4-H would do. And one of them is like summer camp. And All of these things cost money, and so that's why they try to have fundraisers to help out with things. Now, Lexi, with the money that you all are hoping to generate and raise from the blueberry plant sale, what are some of the things that y'all are hoping to use those funds to do?
Yeah, so I know that we're going to use some of the funds for an upcoming event of ours that I will talk about in just a little bit. I'm excited about that one. But we're also going to split some of the proceeds that we've acquired with the club so that they can say, okay, hey, we really feel like, you know, a new sewing machine would be great for our club, or a new, bringing a guest speaker in, being able to pay that person. I want to make sure that the clubs have everything that they need to succeed this year. So we're going to be sharing some of those proceeds with them.
So purchase your blueberry plants by 5 o'clock today. Get your orders turned in, and that money will go a long way. And Lexi, we've said it many times, you never know how important it is to get good influences instilled in a young person's mind. And one of the best ways is through 4-H. And let's see if I can remember this, the 4-H. Head, hands, heart, and health, correct?
That's right. You got it.
So, again, 4-H is... Do you know when, and I used to, but I don't remember, but what year was it when 4-H got its start, Lexi? Do you know?
Yes, it was 1902.
Wow. So let's see, that's about 222 years strong.
122 years.
What did I say? 200. Yeah, 100. Okay. I knew what I said. I was just checking to see how good you was with mathematics. And you passed the test. Good job, Lexi.
Well, great, because I'm not usually that good at math.
Well, you just rattled that off, so good job. Now, what about the Polar Solar Equips Party that's going to be coming up on April 8th? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this event. I think it's going to be very fun. I discovered recently that we are going to not be in the path of totality, which is when the moon completely blocks the sun, but we will be able to observe the sun being covered by the moon up to 84% on April 8th. So this is a significant solar eclipse, I think, because it's going to be, you know, technically the darkest one in North Carolina until the year 2078. So that is 54 years from now. I don't know where I will be. It's one of those things that youth won't really have the opportunity unless they move around the country or other parts of the world to observe something like this for a very long time. So we are going to be set up at the Huck Sansbury picnic shelter. That's going to be April 8th. The party is going to be from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. And it's going to feature youth activities. Youth are going to be able to create what's called a pinhole projector to safely view the partial eclipse without eclipse glasses. So I believe you guys were not in the path of totality for the 2017 eclipse, but you had a good amount of coverage, solar coverage for that one as well. If you remember that, there's this kind of phenomenon that happens when light shines through a small hole, you're able to see a rendering of what the eclipse looks like, or what the sun looks like. So go ahead, Rob.
I was just going to say, I remember, you know, but I hadn't thought about it, about the little pinhole through the piece of paper. So you'll have those available for folks that want to come by and observe the eclipse, and that is the safest way to do it, unless you have special glasses, but you just don't want to look up with your naked eye to view it, correct?
That's right. That is very important, that it's never safe to look directly at the sun, even during a partial solar eclipse, because it is still the sun. It is still burning bright. You can really permanently damage your eyesight if you do that. So it's really important to not look at the sun unless you have those eclipse glasses, which we will be giving out while supplies last at this party. So we will have some of those available for you if you would like to do that, but we'll also have opportunities for youth to create the pinhole projector. That is, like Rob said, the safest way to view the eclipse. And you know, if you want to bring like a lawn chair or a blanket to spend some time looking at it, you can do that. The greatest degree of solar coverage is expected to occur around 3:15 p.m. That's when about 84% of the sun will be covered, and then it'll kind of go down from there. So it's really neat. You know, there's going to be no solar eclipse in the U.S. that you can observe at all until at least 2038. So that is a really good opportunity to see something really incredible. I was in the path of totality for the 2017 eclipse, and it was somewhat of like a life-changing event. And I want to make sure that, you know, youth get the opportunity to experience some version of that. And then, you know, maybe in 2078, when Person County actually is in the path of totality for that eclipse, they'll be able to remember, look back on that day and say, I saw a partial one when I was a kid.
And again, this will be Monday, April 8th, 1:30 to 4:30 at Huck Sansperry at the picnic shelter. So, wow. That is really cool. And Lexi, maybe if you can email me some information, you know, that I can get it off of Facebook, we can kind of, you know, mention it on the local news report to kind of keep people reminded about that coming up. Something I want to make mention of, we talked a little bit about the Feather Classic. Well, if you're someone that believes in raising your own meat, if you've never been a part of poultry processing, there's going to be a poultry processing workshop up in Graham at the Alamance Community College on April 27th. And that is actually going to be a Saturday. It'll start at 9 a.m. and go until 3 p.m. And this is classroom work and hands-on work. So if you're thinking about raising your own flock of meat chickens, they'll be talking about backyard bird basics, processing procedures, and hands-on processing. That number to call, 336-570-6740. 336-570-6740. Lexi, have you ever attended a poultry processing workshop?
I have not, and I'm not sure that I am ready to.
Well, I talked to some people that had went, and they said it was quite the experience. Now, I've been involved in a few more or less poultry processing projects on the home basis years ago. I remember, you know how time is, probably 15 years or so ago, we ended up processing about 60 chickens in one day. Wow. Now, we had a pretty neat little, you know, line to wear, and it doesn't take very long. If you know what you're doing, it's pretty fast. But now they have these more or less machines now that after you know, put the chicken in hot water, you can put it in this machine, and it'll kind of, you know, get the feathers off of it. But we done it by hand. But, you know, a lot of people, I was talking to someone just a few days ago, and we were talking about so many people just do not realize where food comes from. And I think we're all guilty sometimes of not realizing the number of people that it takes to get, when you're sitting down to enjoy a meal, the number of people that it took to make it possible for you to enjoy that meal, and that is something that doesn't need to be taken lightly. But, you know, have you ever heard the old saying, when you have breakfast, the chicken gave some, but the hog gave all? So, anyway, but again, it's just, you know, the chain of life. But again, if you're interested in learning more about poultry processing, that workshop again will be April the 27th. That's a Saturday, 9 till 3. Classroom work and hands-on work, 336-570-6740. Lexi, if you don't mind, we need to get a break on to get a little bit of information out about some of our fine supporting sponsors. And we'll be back with more of the Gardener's Corner program right after these messages. Jason Acock, Auctioneering, NCAL 6679, is hosting the Garrett Farms Tobacco Equipment Auction here in Roxborough. Tomorrow in Roxborough will be the Poindexter Farms Auction. Also, check out the online-only Cohen Farm Auction at jasonacockauctioneering.com out of Ernell, NC. And then they will have the J1 Enterprises and Other Farm Equipment Auction on Wednesday, March 20th. And this auction will be in Vanceboro. Coming up on the 23rd of March, that will be 1 week from tomorrow, it is the Talmadge Burgess Estate Farm Equipment Auction in Henderson. Then they'll be having a farm equipment auction on March 30th in Tarboro. They'll be having a farm equipment auction in Nashville on Saturday, April the 6th. They'll be having a real estate auction in Aiden, North Carolina on April the 20th. They'll be having a real estate auction in Lewisburg on April the 27th. And then they will be having a farm property and personal property auction here in Roxborough on May 11th. For more information on all these auctions, log on to jasonacockauctioneering.com. You can also call Jason at 919-495-0285. That's jasonacockauctioneering.com. 919-495-0285.
Are you ready to tackle your next big project? Look no further than Milam Rental, now proudly certified as a woman-owned business. For all your equipment needs, whether it's excavating, landscaping, or aerial equipment, Milam Rental has got you covered. From big to small jobs, we've got the right equipment for you. Visit our website at milamrental.com or call us at 434-334-2884. Milam Rental, where one call does it all. Located at 5190 South Boston Highway in Sutherland, Virginia, not far from the Highway 58 and Highway 62 intersection.
We do appreciate our fine supporting sponsors, Milam Rentals, Jason Acock Auctioneering, and T.G. Brooks Supply Company. Lexi Swick is our guest on the program today. Lexi is the Person County 4-H agent. Now, Lexi, I know you've got a lot of other information to pass along to the listeners, so I'm just going to kick back and relax and enjoy the information you share with us.
Sure. All right. So I've got some updates from my coworkers, the other cooperative extension agents. I've got an update from Kim Woods, our livestock agent. She wants me to let you guys know about a forage growers conference. So this is going to happen on Wednesday, April 17th from 9 a.m., which is when the first speaker starts, to 3 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall of Antioch Christian Church in Seagrove, North Carolina. That's 5789 Antioch Church Road in Seagrove. And that's for a deep dive into forage production topics. Registration that morning will open at 8:30 a.m. and that first presentation will begin at 9. There's going to be breaks in between topics to give attendees the chance to interact with the conference sponsors and the trade show. So some of the topics include forage management plans and calendars, forager species selection, including native warm season grasses and niche species, weed control without herbicides, soil fertility, and bale grazing. And the speakers that they have for this conference are going to be Dr. Chris Tuch from the University of Kentucky, Brad Thompson, an agronomist with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and Cody Wright, who is a producer. So this workshop carries 3 hours of pesticide credit. Those are K, N, O, D, and X, and 3 hours of animal waste credits. So bring your license numbers to the workshop if you do attend. The registration fee is $20. Make sure you register ahead of time on Eventbrite, and a hot lunch is going to be covered by this $20 registration fee. The last thing that you're going to do on that day is visit a farm with a bale grazing test plot. So if you need more information on that, reach out to Kim Woods. She can get you some more information on that conference. That's what we've got from Kim. We've got some stuff from Johnny as well. He's going to be doing a gardening series. So this is a 5-session gardening series, and you can join for part or all of it. And it's going to be with Johnny. It's going to be held at the Person County Public Library, located at 319 South Main Street, Roxboro, North Carolina. You can register at go.ncsu.edu/person_library_series_spring_summer_2024, or just go to our website and look on our Facebook page for that more information. The series is going to include vegetable garden and soil testing, diagnosing plant problems, growing small fruit, pollinators and perennials, and lawn care. And the series is actually going to span from March 25th, that is 2 Mondays from now, until August 6th. So you have plenty of time to make your decision about which ones you would like to go to, if you want to go to all of them, and you have time to register. He's also going to be having a gardening seminar series. That's going to be in Granville County. So that's Thursday, April 4th at 6 p.m. at the Berea Branch Library. This is a four-session series with Johnny Coley. Very similar topics to the one I just mentioned. This is starting in April, however, and goes through the end of June. So those topics are going to be the vegetable gardening and soil testing, diagnosing plant problems, small fruit, and then the pollinators and perennials. So if you can't make some of the Person County series, you might consider going over to Granville for those. This is free and open to all. So keep that in mind. And one last thing that I've got from Johnny is that he's going to be having a Master Gardener training that begins in August. So I know that's a little ways off. That's about all the information I have right now. If you want more information to start thinking about that Master Gardener training, you can just reach out to Johnny at Johnny_Coley, C-O-L-E-Y, at ncsu.edu. And lastly, I do have an important kind of PSA from Michaela. So she wants to say that as it becomes spring, there's going to be many folks starting to do some landscaping and lawn care. And just to be aware of any sensitive crops in your surrounding area to products like 2-4-D and dicamba, which are active ingredients that are present in many landscape and lawn herbicide products. So check the label of the herbicide you're using to see what you're applying and any warnings that there might be about sensitive crops. So many crops in Person County that are grown are sensitive to these products, such as tobacco and soybeans, as well as horticulture crops like strawberries, tomatoes, and fruit trees. And while some of these crops are not in the field yet, there are tobacco greenhouses that are growing small, very sensitive tobacco transplants in a drift, which is a movement through the air that has herbicides in it from one of those products, could be detrimental to those tobacco transplants, to those little plants and farmers altogether. So be on the lookout for a more detailed article from our office on our website and in the paper. But in the meantime, just be aware of your surroundings and be a good neighbor. If you're spraying those chemicals, make sure you're being careful not to get them on your neighbor's plants. And if you have any questions, please do reach out to Michaela Berryhill or Johnny Coley for some help.
Some good advice right there. And, you know, a lot of times you may want to go out into your landscape and spray some weed killer. When doing so, if it's a windy day, wait till a day that it's not so windy, because the drift can carry a long, long ways. And it's been a lot of different farmers that would be out spraying field crops, and the drift would drift over into some residential areas, and it has caused damage, and those farmers would be charged a fine. So, as Lexi said, try to be a good neighbor, and whatever you're spraying and trying to kill, just make sure that you don't cause problems for others while doing so. Well, that's going to about wrap it up for this edition of the Gardener's Corner program, presented by T.G. Brooks Supply Company, Jason Aycock Auctioneering, and Milam's Rental up in Sutherland, Virginia. We appreciate the support of our sponsors, and we appreciate the information from the friendly folks with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Our guest today was Miss Lexi Swick, the Person County 4-H agent. Again, you have until 5 o'clock today to turn in your order forms and pay for your blueberry plant orders. You can turn them in at the local Person County Cooperative Extension Service office. You have up until midnight to sign up for the Central Piedmont Junior Livestock Show. That will take place in April on April 9th and 10th. So some very important deadlines to meet. Go ahead and make it happen. Lexi, any parting remarks?
I think that's about it. You know, just let me know if you're interested in 4-H, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Give your email address one more time.
Sure, it's A Swick, so that's ASWICK at NCSU.edu.
Or 336-599-1195. Lexi, thank you again for the wonderful information.
Thank you to our sponsors for today's Gardener's Corner program: T.G. Brooks Store, Milam's Rentals, Jason Aycock Auctioneering, and J.T. Allison, LLC.